can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Do you need an amazing waterproofing product? Look no more. Basecrete is the number one cementitious 100% waterproofing membrane with a proprietary blend of polymers and specialized content. An easy-to-use, all-in-one waterproofing membrane and bond coat that provides exceptional strength and unparalleled adhesion, yet remains flexible to absorb movement and the underlining concrete structure. With its range of application, Basecrete is the ideal solution to protect or repair any concrete structure for use in swimming pools, roofs, terraces, foundations, cellars, deck, etc. It adheres directly to the substrate. No primer, no bond coat. How easy is that? Hey guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's Heather with Hump Days with Heather on the Talking Pools podcast. So today I have a special guest from Basecrete, and I will let him talk to you about who he is and this awesome new product that we've got coming out from them.
Hey guys, I'm Christopher Gates, and I'm with Skin Microplaster and On Deck Waterproofing, which are Vito Mariano's brand new products for the market in the United States. And we're here to talk about Skin Microplaster predominantly today. But I said they're brand new products. Really, Vito's been developing for about a dozen years, so they're not new. And Skin Microplaster is an extremely versatile product. It's in the micro cement space, and it's organic proprietary dry compounds mixed with special magic milk sauce created and patented by Vito Mariano. I don't know what's in it, but I know it won't hurt you. And I know it's got NSF certification. We have all the ASTM certifications, and we have all the ANSI ratings. And so in our world, Heather, we're using it predominantly to surface pools. And that could be a new construction pool, or that could be a replaster pool. In the Skin line, we have Skin Microplaster. We also have a product called Skin Foundation. And Skin Foundation is the beginning to make the shell perfect, and it's more I'd say it's analogous to grand piano finishing or auto body finishing than it is to what the average pool plasterer thinks about when they get ready to plaster a pool. So to clarify that a little bit, go in and chip out a pool, cut out below your tile lines, chisel down, get ready for your plaster, find your hollow spots, knock them out. With Skin Microplaster, we're coming back on with a very thin coating of our beautiful colors. And we want to make the surface as good as possible first. So we use a skin foundation, and we don't need to do all the prep work that you have to do to the extent that you need to do in a typical plaster remodel. And
so still remove hollows and chip down like normal. And, you know,
So you want to remove hollows, and I usually drag a 9-foot chain around and find hollows and knock them off. Sometimes the plaster gets ruined when they're filling the pool, and it gets gets bath rings in it, or it gets leaf stains and it's mottled, or they don't like it. And we can go pretty much right over that. But for the tile line, the chip down, we're only an 1/8 inch thick when we're finished of the Skin Microplaster, which is fully waterproofed and meets and exceeds all of the testing that Basecrete has.
He's made it. That's waterproof underneath, and then add the skin, so the skin has the waterproof already built into it.
No, actually, if you use skin, you don't need to use Basecrete first. So if you're going to just do a replaster on a pool or a plaster a pool, you put the Basecrete on, then you put in classic pool plaster, and then your vessel's waterproofed. If you use skin, that is the waterproofing, and that's all you need. So it is the waterproofing, and it is beautiful. It comes in from yellows, reds, greens, blues.
My client that wanted purple plaster, this would have been perfect at that time.
It would have been perfect. And, you know, if the owner of Burger King ever wanted to do a whole outdoor space in orange, we could have that made for them. Yeah,
it's
incredibly vibrant colors. We post them on our social media some at Skin Microplaster, and it's brand new to America. It's been being installed on projects in Italy, actually, for several years. And we spent a lot of time, I hate it, but we had to spend months in Italy over the summer and dragging around Capri and all these fancy places and all these, you know, great homes and looking at the jobs. So it's been, that's been the testing ground for the last several years as Vito's tweaked the
So how do you apply it, and what temperatures do we need to apply it? Like, because, you know, normal plaster, you really don't want to apply it when it's in the low 40s or below, if all possible, without covering and, you know, making that area a lot more weather resistant.
Yeah, we have some of that. So real quick to answer your question about the chip down, because we're an eighth inch thick, you'll take a diamond wheel below the tile line and you'll just cut a little groove. The last pool I did myself, it took me about 20 minutes. Cut a little eighth inch groove below the tile and then just bevel it down and bevel the plaster down with a 4-inch diamond wheel or whatever you're using. And that makes room for the eighth inch of the plaster. And we don't want to be above 100, 105 degrees when we're applying it. We don't want to be below 40 degrees when we're applying it. And sunshine and keeping your product in inside your garage or your shop or something like that does a world of good as far as the temperatures. So some guys, like we have a guy right now, actually, I think he stopped working 2 weeks ago when the cold snap hit Oklahoma, but he's been using it up until then, keeping the products warm, keeping our magic milk warm. And then the sun hits the pool and it's above 40. But you do need to still pay attention to overnight temperatures as we cure for that day. You want to make sure that it's not going to be, you know, sub-zero or below freezing that night and that kind of stuff. So you do have a few temperature requirements. One of the greatest things
about cracking. So when you talk about temperatures, so whenever we apply the product and let's say it's super hot, because, you know, I'm in Texas and it's 100 degrees out, but it can, with direct sun hitting that, are we going to get spider cracks and cracked in that?
We haven't had issues with that. And one of our biggest applicators is in Phoenix, and they actually mix the material and put the bucket on top of a half bucket filled with ice. And then they go around and do their job. And some people do tent and shade if it's going to be insanely intense. But if we did spider crack, you could just go right back over it again with another coating, a 1/16 inch thin coating of skin. And that would take care of it. So it's very versatile in that respect.
Well, that's nice. So do they paint on? Do they trowel it on? How does the product get applied?
Well, all the masters that are, like I said, on the island of Capri and all over Napoli and different places, Milan, I've been to pools. They are all hand guys because, you know, the whole European, Venetian plaster trowel guys. The method we found them, very effective here that's quicker is a person goes ahead with a 1/4 inch nap roller, dips it into the skin. Now, this is assuming the foundation is already done. We can back up to that. But when the foundation is really nice and smooth and you're going to, you know, paint the car or make the grand piano shiny, that you do with the skin, microplaster, and they're dipping the 1/4 inch nap roller in and they're rolling the walls. Then a guy behind him's coming. We have these really cool trowels from Italy that are 1 millimeter thin, and we have this. They're made out of Lexan, and then we have them sourced here in the U.S. Wow. Also, they're 2 millimeters, which are very thin, and they bend. So you burnish it in, and you just underwork the product 4 or 5 passes, and then you come across it or down it with a magic trowel, like Marshalltown has them. They're like a squeegee for cementitious products. And then you leave it alone, and you continue around the whole pool. And most of the guys do the walls down, and then they come back and do the floor out of the pool, so no spike shoes. And as it cures, then a lot of guys, like I have one guy that, we have the flex mesh, Basecrete has the mesh, and well, Skin Line has flex mesh also. So I have one guy in Capri, actually, that he puts mesh on 100% of the pool when he does the skin. And I have many more guys that don't use mesh except for where they need them, where there was a crack that they repaired or where they have a plane change. You know, if it wasn't monolithically poured, it just depends. And then one guy takes like this. I've watched him do it with 100 grits sandpaper, emery cloth. And after he's done with the skin, he just does this really lightly around the whole pool. It takes him about 15 minutes. And then other guys just leave it the way it is. It's really smooth. It feels like a lot of people say it feels like peach fuzz. So it's a beautiful finish.
Peach fuzz, huh? Peach fuzz is really like furry and soft, and I just want to cuddle
it. It is cementitious, but it's just it's incredibly soft. It feels like skin. You know, it's pretty amazing. And that's one of the colors. I don't have a bunch of the colors in here, but we have like from, we even have one that's bright red. We have deep blues, light blues. This one is sage green. And we have all kinds of grays. And the most popular color to date in Italy is called sand. And it is the color it sounds like it is. And so there's a
Let's talk about how it reacts. I love the color selection. I mean, color. The bad thing that we have, because I get some wild ass crazy. I've had customers ask for purple plaster. I've had clients ask for purple and pink plaster. You know, so we do get some crazy, outrageous colors that are asked for. And of course, you know, with standard plaster, pebble, even pebble, you can't. Right. There is. I did find one manufacturer though that can manufacture weird colors if needed, right, you know, to make it glass, but it's going to be a glass bead or it's going to be a full pebble. But that gets into very costly when we start to do that. So let's talk about the warranty of the skin. Let's talk about the longevity. And I'm assuming we can go over fiberglass pools, right? Because sometimes fiberglass wants to be, instead of be resurfaced, we can just apply the skin on fiberglass, I would assume, versus just plaster.
I have applied the skin on fiberglass, but we're not ready to advocate that just yet. We have independent lab tests done on all of it. The pull tests, how it sticks. I have a lab test right now on ICF that are phenomenal, so you can do ICF swimming pools with it. And I have independent lab tests on polypropylene, which there's a company in Europe. They're in the U.S. now. They're called Paneltim. They make structural panels, and there's people that make swimming pools out of them. And so we stick to polypropylene, which is, you know, what milk jugs are made out of. It's really slippery.
Right.
And we figured out a way to treat that simply so that the skin sticks. And I think it was a 180-pound pull test, I think it was. We were hoping to get 40 pounds, and we just blew it out of the water. And so we're on fiberglass now, and it's amazing, but I'm actually having a fiberglass manufacturer is going to run a whole bunch of tests on it at their factory, and then we'll come. But yes, I believe, I mean, that is in the future. I just don't have the test results now, but we have a few people in the U.S. that have had failed fiberglass gel coats that are going to put it on anyway, that they believe in it, and they've seen it, the samples of fiberglass, and it is sticking. But so right now we're not carrying that banner yet, but we're going to be, and I don't see any reason it's not going to be approved, and we just haven't gotten the pull test back from the lab.
Good. So what's the warranty on the skin and the longevity?
Well, the longevity, we think it's going to go on and on and on. The oldest project I've actually put my feet in the water in is 5 years. And I'll tell you what this project was. It's very interesting. Again, we're not advocating this particular application yet in the U.S. because we're doing more tests, but it's commonly done right now in Italy. They 90% of their pools are vinyl liner pools with steel walls, and they pour the concrete floors. That's how they do it. That's 90% of their pools. So a lot of the applicators over there are taking out the vinyl liner, and they're coating the whole metal wall pool with skin foundation and with the flex mesh that I was talking about earlier, and then they're skinning the whole project. So one client had them do that. It was a kind of a blob looking pool from yesteryear. It was so old that they only had the hanging ladder. They didn't even have steps into the pool. So there's two hanging ladders on it. And they skinned the pool and they liked it so much. The next year they hired the applicator to come back and take out the hanging stairs and shoot a cake top steps into it. And then they just reskinned them, and they match perfectly because we're impervious, right? So we don't change. And then a year or two went by. It's 4 years it's been in the water. Then the fifth year was just this last summer, and I was there, and they hired the guy to come back and do their whole deck in it. And it's kind of expensive as a deck finish compared to like our on deck wearable surface waterproofing, but it's beautiful, and they're doing it a lot over there actually. So they
is
actually
it slippery for on deck.
No, it's not. And you just wouldn't probably, there are guys that sand it and polish it, like at a fire pit area that's not near the water, but no, it's got a nice feel to it. It's not like our on deck finished with a knockdown. That's much less slippery. I mean, so I've actually slipped, as many everyone listening probably has slipped on a wet spot on concrete, you know, near the pool. Like if you put the brakes on too hard, you're going to slip a little, but no, it's not too slippery. And in fact, they're doing They're going right up with the foundation over the tile line. They're going over the existing coping and making all the grout lines disappear. And then they're putting skin, so it looks like monolithic finish all the way to the back of the coping. And that's what this client's pool was like. That's in Milan. It's been there 5 years. And then she was having them come back the next season when I was there a couple months ago and doing their whole patio in it. So it's versatile. People are doing shower stalls with it. It's in the architectural space now. People are doing master bedroom floors with it because it feels really nice when you get out. And of course, it's got vapor ratings and permeation ratings. And so it's got all the chemical tests. Nothing bothers it that we've tested. They even have a rating from it red wine. After 30 minutes, doesn't stain it. Now, we did a test the other day with coffee because that's on the tests too. It might have been this piece. We put some coffee on it, and I'm not telling people to abuse the product, but it's just amazing. And we were shooting for freeze-thaw cycle testing, trying to get 10 freeze-thaw cycles out of it. And that winter, we actually got 20. And it was on some smaller pieces like this. And then it got warm, and we let algae grow all over it. Well, it's impervious, so the algae couldn't take it. And it's on our videos, on our skin. If it's on the website or it's in our workspace for skin, and then in the video, they pick it up and they just rub the algae and it comes right off clean. Unbelievable. And it's been sitting there for weeks in this algae. Right.
So it's more sustainable to homeowners that don't know how to take care of their pool properly, where it's on the acidic side or corrosive side, where if that pH gets out of balance, you know, the alkalinity gets out of balance, where it's not going to stain. It's not going to have the issues of normal plaster, and we don't have to acid wash. So we don't have the inconsistency going on after it's done. So it seems like you just trowel it on, you know, mix it in a bucket like we do the basecrete, right? And trowel it on, and then you let it dry, and then you fill it up, sounds like.
Well, that's close to accurate. So we ask people for 72 hours when they're finished with it to not put water in it. But once they put water in it, there is no startup. It's an impervious product, you know, like a fiberglass pool. So you just set your water chemistry and the customer takes off, so they don't have to send people back every day to brush the pool and vacuum the pool. There's no adding acid to the water, like you said. In fact, in the prep, which is much quicker, obviously the substrate has to be rectified, straightened around. But once that goes, the treatment of all the orifices and the tile lines and everything is much less work. And then you put the skin on. And then you're done. You just wait 72 hours and fill it with water and off you go. So our commercial guys love that, because one company we work with in Gainesville, they did a big commercial pools, and they said it would take all of their workers that are in the field to mm-hmm. open a pool and to do the startup, because it's so large and they have to scrub so many times. Something. They love it because they don't have to do that.
So you don't get plaster dust, you don't get the crazy pH alkaline, unless of course the you know, fill source water is crap. So let's talk about that. So if the source water has high copper, high iron, magnesium, you know, all of that goes into it, how does that product handle that?
Well, we have we have the stain testing chart that we've been doing for years, and all these things that are crazy, like I said, coffee and red wine and vinegar and chlorine and acid don't bother it. And so we're not sure if that would ever bother it, because, you know, we don't know, but right now it's pretty bomb proof. So that's not going to really hurt the skin. You know, we're still not encouraging homeowners to go wonky with their pH and stuff like that and their total alkalinity, because obviously if everything else falls apart and the skimmer faceplate falls out, then there's going to be some ramifications. But the great thing about this, Heather, is we say skin breathes life into your pool. Once you put it on, if you use foundation and do a whole rebuild, or if it's new, or if you're just recoating existing plaster because it's solid, now it's waterproofed and no chemicals come from the pool to get through the concrete to get to the rebar or anything else. So all the chemistry is, like basecrete, its inventor is Vito, obviously, and basecrete's recipes are in this, like I said, and the testing is even better. In the finished product, it stops efflorescence and different things from coming through too. So it's pretty amazing.
So it's not leaching calcium like a normal plaster would during the hydration process, you know, so that's great. It's not pulling that out, so it's not causing issues with the strength of it.
That's correct. Yeah, we don't do that. And I know some people are putting, anyway, there's the chemistry is something that's pretty sensitive. Like a lot of people are sealing new plaster with colloidal silicate or something, and that seals the front of the plaster, but then you're not giving your plaster time to cure and breathe like you normally would. And so is that going to cause problems down the road? I think it might, but in our case, we just put it on cured concrete and or cured plaster and off to the races. It's a different mentality though. So you're not making the pool messy to get your plaster to bond, and you're not, now our skin foundation, you can use up to 2-inch lifts to build up. So if the pool's wonky and the steps aren't cut right, a new pool or an existing pool, and you want to straighten lines out, you can come up to 2-inch lifts. You can do it horizontally or vertical. The foundation itself is all waterproofing. And so you get the whole pool straightened out and foundation and smooth and looking just beautiful before you even put the skin on. And two things happen. One is your pool's already waterproof in the foundation. So your coating of skin can be a 16th inch. If your color is good, you can even go to, which is half of your material cost, you can just put a 16th inch over all the foundation and you're done. And if you're just using the skin, then we want 2 1/16 inch layers. And some of the applicators are putting on 1/8 at one time because they're very experienced at using the product. And then the pool is waterproof. So it's kind of like a double waterproofing if you're using the foundation. And that all stops the calcium and different things from coming out of the shell.
And stops efflorescence and everything else that happens when these builders and remodelers, people that are listening that don't waterproof the damn pools. I can't tell you how many times I have to go back and fix that. Oh my God.
The first one we did here was in Sarasota, where I am doing this workshop today, our first certification course in skin and on deck. And we did a pool a little while ago here, and it had like old school, you know, what a lot of people might call butt-ass ugly pool tile. And so there was a discussion whether we should just cover the tile up because it's beautiful. You don't need waterline tile with skin because it's impervious, right? That's the reason we have waterline tiles, so that the chemical reactions don't assault the concrete or the plaster or whatever it is. Well, we're not worried about it. So in beach entry pools, for example, you can be dry. Like I said, it's in people's bedrooms and it's on people's patios and it's on walls and columns and it's in pools. So for water features and all that stuff, it's fantastic. And in Sarasota, the first pool we did had this tile. It was bluish color tile, and I kind of liked it because it was and ugly enough that I thought it was kind of retro cool, personally. I didn't make the decision, but the homeowner kept the tile. And once we changed it and put the skin on, and we used this beautiful Miami white we have. It's like a really bright white. It's like my shirt. It's beautiful. Then the tile looked really good. It really did. And it, if I was him, I would have done my tile. It made it pop and looked really great. It was still, you know, sorry guys, but it was still kind of an old school, kind of ugly-ish curvy pool. I don't think this guy will ever listen to this podcast, I hope, but he knew that. He just didn't want to do it.
he didn't know who we were talking about.
He didn't want to do a Genesis type major remodel and change the geometry of his pool. He just wanted to get his pool functional. He just bought the house and but it was great. It made a pool that was a 4 look like a 7 or an 8, you know, for the guy. And it's waterproof now. So that's
right.
Pretty cool.
So let's talk about how if we put mosaics at the bottom of the pool, right, or glow in the dark, because a lot of my clients like the glow in the dark mosaics. And like the one that we just did has a huge mosaic in the bottom of the pool. And then, of course, your main drain lines. So I personally use the pebble top main drain. So plaster goes on the top. So it's kind of hidden a bit. Can we put that in the pebble top? I'm assuming so. We just pour it in there and just smooth it
absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely. So on best case treatment for a pool that's going to receive a mosaic would be you do the foundation, the skin foundation that I was talking about on the pool, and you put it under it. Because it's a Basecrete family product, it also serves as a bond coat like Basecrete does. But where you're putting in your mosaic, you wouldn't want to finish your foundation as smoothly as where you're going to put the skin. So you'd use a rougher texture finish when you put the foundation on. Now you have it's waterproofing and it's also the bond coat to put the mosaic down. And then you, once the mosaic's, and then you build your skin up, your skin foundation up to a nominal distance from the top of the tile, and then you float it. And they do that marker tiles for steps and all that stuff too. And some guys I've seen, they have rubber strips cut and they put the rubber strips in and they put the skin in, they pull the rubber strip up and then they put a different color skin in to mark like the noses of stairs on commercial projects and stuff. We're excited to see what all the creative people in the U.S. do with it.
I mean, it sounds cool. I mean, I've got people that want, a lot of people here use spas as the focal point, like the one that we just built. bless his little heart. She has a different tile inside the spa than she does the pool. Totally fine, right? No problem. But then she talked about doing a different color plaster in the spa than the pool, right? So it'd be two completely bottles of water, two completely different tiles line. I'm like, you're not going to like that. I promise. Don't. It's a new build. Please don't do that. I was like, we can do different tile, no problem, you know. So we did, and then what I did is I just brought that tile from the spa into the pool, as you know, the spotter steps, because she's residential, she doesn't have to have. We did the ribbon line, but on commercial here, you know, you've got to have that separation with all the steps and the benches and the exits and all that. So that's really cool. Like if you did, because I love bright colors, not saying anybody do this, but I would do like a blue, and then I would do like a hot lime green.
For, yeah, that'd be so sick
for the steps. It'd be that. Really cool.
We have some artists.
I have the white LED lights to pop it.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. And change colors and see what happens then too. So we have a real great artist person involved, and she's talking about doing art on the bottom of pools with the skin, because you can change colors. So, and it's, there are people right now in Italy that have done different colored risers on the steps than the treads are. Uh-huh. We have people that, one guy does different colored bottom on his pools and he does his walls. And the transition, it's not a cold joint, and you just do an overlap. Like I said, the foundation goes from tree lifts down to a feathered edge. And so the skin, when you apply it, you just, when you want to kill the skin, we usually go down the walls first into the bottom of the pool. So you go down the walls and you turn the corner and you bring it to a feathered edge a couple of inches into the floor of the pool. Then you take your other color or the same color, it doesn't matter. Come back over with the skin and go right into the corner. Now you have a 2-inch overlap, and then it's completely sealed. So it's not a cold joint. And then if you have a little, so right. Like I said in the beginning, you really want to underwork our product. So I'm saying 5 passes with the Lexan trowel, burnishing it in, and then the magic trowel, and then you'll leave it alone. And you keep moving down the pool, and the guy's rolling it out with the 1/4-inch roller. The guy's burnishing it in and grabbing his magic trowel and floating out it flat and any trowel marks out. And then as it cures, and it's really easy to get the hang of it, any leftover tooling marks, you just take that little 100-grit emery cloth and you just rub them, or you even use that hockey glass, that Lexan trowel, and you can just scrape them right off. And it's nano particles inside of it, and there's quartz and ceramic beads that are baked with the color. They're so, when you feel it, Heather, it feels like it's dust or powder or flour. I mean, that's the actual proprietary aggregate. It's unbelievable. So every one of those little specks is coated with color. So when you remove a little bit of it or sand off a little bit, it's the same exact color behind it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that
you don't
is.
Get any modeling.
So let's
that
talk
sort
about
thing.
The inedibles. So say, which is great, because we all know customers don't quite understand that no matter what, you know, any cementitious product that is plaster color, you know, you're going to get modeling with it no matter what. We can't prevent that. So let's talk about if a client, we install it, client's tired of it after 3 to 5 years and they want to remove it. How do we remove the product? And let's say they want to go back to plaster versus another skin. Do we hydroblast it like we do normal plaster? Because it's a paint, right? And technically, we're painting over.
Yeah, we're not paint at all. Actually, it's a cementitious membrane waterproofing. So the compound, the dry compound does have, among other things, in it, Portland and different things, cementitious product. And so you could leave it alone and you could plaster over it. You could put a bond coat on it, like just put basically bond coat on top of the skin and go to town, or you could chip it back out like you would a regular plaster. But we have had cases already in the 5 or 6 years where people sell a house and the new owners buy the house and it's skin and they want to change the color, and they can go right back in and reskin it. And then we've had a lot of cases where they put in brand new plaster and it's modeled like a setter. It's got a bathtub ring and they don't like it. And so then they skin it, because it takes up, you know, in that case, if it's a good plaster job, you don't need to use the foundation on it, because you're not building anything up, because it's solid plaster. It's just ugly or stained,
right,
or
no,
you know, has berry stains. Right. And no hollows. And so then you can go right over. So that's pretty cool part of the product also.
Good.
Change
okay.
of color.
Well, good. So we don't have to.
Get it red for Christmas and then, or red for Valentine's Day, and then get it, you know, you could change the color on your pool if you wanted to. And it costs money, but when you're all done,
everything
you don't have pallets of, Yeah, when you don't have any pallets of 80-pound bags and forklifts and mixing trucks and hoses running out of the backyard or wheelbarrow pass, God forbid, you know, they take, for a typical pool here in Florida, say, call it 700 square feet, you carry in a 7 10-kilo bags or buckets, depending on what you buy. So that's like 22 pounds each. So 7 buckets, you carry them into the bottom of the pool, and then to match one of the kits of skin dry compound is 2.5 liters of the magic milk, which is basically like a 2-liter Coke bottle, right? Carrying 7 of those. Mm-hmm. You mix it all in the bottom of the pool with a drill, and you work your way out of the pool, and you're done. So you don't have any of that labor. The cost is pretty competitive with just bottom line plaster as far as the material goes, and you take some extra time getting the foundation right, but you don't spend any money on all that other labor that you do for typical plaster. You don't have to move heavy things around, and then you don't have any startup. So you add it all together, and I think it's the most beautiful finish for the dollar that's available. And we could do your backdrop. We could get that color. Your backdrop is, if you want your pool to match that, would you call that a magenta? Would you call that?
Or my purple and pink. Like, yeah, it's like a pinkish purple color. I'd have to look at the actual hex number.
I'm sure in the old days, I'm sure you've looked at the red pool study and stuff where, you know, it's just pretty phenomenal. One of my favorite colors is like this soft lemon yellow. And I'm excited to see that work too. You know, I always go through, I went to Minneapolis College of Art and Design, and many, many pool customers, you're trying to tell them, you know, you don't need to have blue in your pool because blue's bouncing all over the sky more than any other color. And, you know, what's blue going to do to the color you pick? And that red pool study, which was got kind of famous in our Genesis 3 and all that stuff, it's a pretty cool study because it came out purple most of the time because you're throwing all the blue against the red walls. And, you know, I think that
speaking of throwing in, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Christopher, but could you add like abalone shell or glass into this product to make it shimmer?
Well, I wouldn't do that myself, but we do, and we haven't even figured out a price matrix, but we do have ability to put a sparkle in it. That's a shimmer. That's really beautiful. We just aren't going to market that way. If somebody has a really special project and they want that, then we'll get it blended for them with it. But it is possible. And down the road, we might start having that. But right now the mentality was, you know, as a legacy product, just flat, beautiful, smooth, like, you know, the last beautiful pool I got to design and build that was cast concrete was for, you know, an affluent fella, and it was super high. And, you know, we had the toe kick areas, so you couldn't see any orifices and stuff. And I had a hard time, Heather, getting someone to do just white marsite. I wanted this pool just to be white, smooth. I think that's the clean lines are really designed right now. It's certainly in Italy.
Yeah.
And if people want to go with sparkles, you know, like of some sort, then it's definitely possible. We're just not carrying that in our regiment right now, but we do have it.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Or the little glow in the dark, you know, little beads, the glow in the dark that we throw into with Pebble. Cause all that gets thrown in along with Pebble. So that kind of limits.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I have to think about that and see if we could get something that that's reactive to the sunlight mixed into it. That would be pretty cool. In fact, you could do
always push the glow in the dark. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, even your ideas. Just imagine this when everyone that's creative and that's skilled out there in the U.S. starts coming up with different ideas, we're going to get our minds blown. You know, I like the stories from just the original base creed that Vito tells, that, you know, a guy did the bottom of his Volkswagen van in Base Creek because it was all rusted. And I've seen pictures. And then there's a guy in, I think, Michigan or somewhere that his hunting truck was all rusty. And he calls Vito every couple of years and say, I put another layer of Base Creek on my rust holes. You know, like, who would have ever thought he could do that? So skin that looks beautiful.
And it's trucks.
And skin being a wearable surface and being beautiful. You know, there's going to be so many different ideas. I like the gal that wants to do them. She wants to, it is not paint and you have to apply it with tools and it is cementitious, but she wants to make these mosaics basically out of it with different colors. I could see someone doing dish style in a pool. Like, obviously I like white pools, but with the red popping and the yellow popping and the blue, there's so many things you could do that you just can't do with any medium we have, you know, out there right now in our industry.
Right. Yeah, so like bed of trucks, because the bed of trucks always rust because of chemicals. So instead of doing the spray liners, this would be a good alternative inside of a bed of a truck.
Yeah, it would be cool. And again, like, you know, it does stick to steel. We have it on steel because we have the same, we have a 30% flexibility rating. like Basecrete does and like OnDeck does, and it sticks to steel, you know, and we're putting it on stainless steel pools and stuff. So it's going to be exciting to see where it goes. I want to see somebody too. What I thought of whenever I'm at a pool, of course I'm crazy, but to start doing the pool one color and then just, you know, pour a different color on while you're troweling it in and get, you know, just get
kind of like, you know, tie dye.
Yeah. I was thinking Jerry Garcia style, you know.
I would love that. I love my hubby and I. Hubby Chris, the fighter. I told him next time I addressed him on my podcast, that's what I'll be. So he and I have completely different views on colors, right? He loves the blues and the subtle tones, and I'm all about the bright greens and yellows and bright stuff. So we have completely different color palettes when it comes to, like, when we go out to remodel clients and we're talking about colors to go back with, you know, he's like more of the subtle and I'm like, let's go bold, right? Let's go,
right.
Let's go bright.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm like that too. Like I like the subtle colors, and everything, but now, you know, you should get some purple going in your shower and see how you like it. You know, like,
we're selling our house. So my shower is off limits until we move. I'm like, I can't wait to sell my house. So let's talk about the last one. Cause I mean, we talked about longevity. I know y'all can't really do, you know, an exact amount for right now, cause it's still, you know, not that old product, but let's talk about warranties. So let's say a client installs this and a year and a half, 2 years goes by and it's starting to come off the walls or the color's starting to fade or whatever it may be. How do y'all address that? What's the warranty on it? What's the process for that?
Well, the warranty is 5 years and it's 7 years if you're an approved applicator, which is what our class is that I have to get to in a few minutes. But and then if there is ever a problem, like if the substrate, we do have the flexibility, but if the substrate cracked and you had to put in some stitches to fix the pool or something, then you can go back and repair that area. Since it's so thin, you can repair it and just feather edge it back into the existing thing. So if there was an issue like that, then that would be, we actually have one builder that sends out a little repair kit, leaves a little repair kit of it in little, like, ironically, in like little empty makeup containers he gets from you know, at Walmart or wherever he gets them. And he puts in some of the magic milk and he puts in some of the powder and they have a repair kit there. And so somebody that's reasonably talented could repair or something if it ever occurred. And that's pretty cool.
Well, great. Well, I think that answers all of my questions that I have. I mean, it sounds like an amazing thing. Lastly, can you send out to contractors sample colors as to like what it feels like and some of the colors?
Well, we're a little behind on that because this has all happened since March is when we decided to release it in Vegas in November, which is where we did announce it. And we're a little behind the curve. We have all of our colors, you know, being in a product photography studios getting shot to put them on the internet. We're making as many samples as we can. This is a sample and it's made on a subway tile that's glass, that's shiny. And it's just applied on here and you can see it's sticking to a porcelain tile that's shiny. It's never, no sanding or anything. So we're making these as fast as we can and trying to get these to people. Just like the people that are leaving the surgery are all getting one of these tiles. We don't have sets and sets and sets of them yet. We're working on getting them backed up. We have a try me price on it if someone wants to do one pool with it. And then we have our approved applicator program where, you know, where there are guys that are focusing on using skin and they're consuming more product and they get that price. But we do have a try me price on it. And we have several people, like one guy ordered 120 square foot worth to do a small water feature because he wants to see it and solicit it. And then a lot of our applicators, when they're doing a pool, they're getting some tiles, and when they mix it up, they're making their own samples to show it. So we do have some, but they're in short supply right now. If I got 100 calls right now, I don't have 100 tiles. I'd have to get them made up and get out. But if 100 people called and wanted a try me kit, we could supply that.
Okay, great. Let's talk about how they become the approved applicator. What's the process for that?
Well, the approved applicator is the desire is that they purchase upfront enough product to do approximately 10 pools, you know, which is about 8,000 square feet worth. We're figuring 800 square feet a pool, and then they keep it rolling. And then, but because we're new and trying to get people to use it, if they come to one of our training and become get an approved applicator certificate, then we're letting them order less material as they need. But if they want to own a territory or have a protected territory, then they have a schedule that they need to keep up with, like some of the other plaster companies do.
Yeah, so it's just in that area. That's neat. So when they do the training, they physically come to your location. Y'all don't come to them.
Well, we're scheduling this coming year. We'll have six around the U.S. We'll do one in the West and one in the Southwest, and we're doing one in the Midwest. And we're having another one March 1st. By the way, March 1st and 2nd, I don't know when we're going live, but here in at Base Create headquarters in Sarasota, we're having one in March 1st and 2nd. So we'll do Atlantic City, and then we'll do Under the Sun in Orlando. And all the people that come through there, we'll be inviting them to this course. And then they would be an approved applicator after they learn about it. Kind of the thought between the protected territories is not just to be an incentive that they can be the only one in their area. Obviously, if it's Dallas, there's going to be more than one applicator, or LA or someplace. But, you know, in a smaller market, that's part of the incentive.
We don't need more than like three in Dallas. We don't need more than like three. We got it. We got it.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's what we're saying. But one's not enough for some markets. And so, we want people to work together. But my main thrust is like, you know, I've dealt with plenty of retail pool customers, and, you know, we've done $1 million pools, and we've done just, you know, we used to try to do plain ugly pools and trying to figure out what the best way to manage a customer relations was to not get yelled at too often and stuff. So our whole concept between the approved applicator is we want you to come learn how to use it, or we'll come to where you guys are and use it. Some guys, we go out there, they're the first pool they do. It takes some intellect. Like, there's a way to do it, and it's not the same as plaster. So it's counterintuitive to people that are plaster guys, and people that are, you know, not trained in any way, then they learn the right way. And we're trying to manage and mitigate, you know, in the future failures or complaints or phone calls, a million phone calls, or people, you know, we just want people to understand the product and then have some experience applying it. And then when they're an approved applicator, then they can learn all the things that we've talked about on this whole podcast, as far as all the different uses and if they want to be VW busing it.
Agreeable. Cause there's so many different things. Like, there is a product that I'm sure you know, you've heard of it, the Rebound product that is
right.
People use it in the commercial where it's like the rubbery, you know, that goes. And I like to use that product for the decking because it's not slippery. You can do any colors with it. But inside of the swimming pool is not so great. But when we have clients that want to re-fiberglass without re-fiberglassing, you know, that's a good product to use to go over that fiberglass product. But it's so thick, and their pellets in the application with throwing, it's a pain in the ass to do. Versus, right. You know, this is just a lot easier to do with. You've got all the colors. It's smooth. It's not rubbery, so it shouldn't be slippery. So it's great, and it's waterproof, you know, so it's
right.
It's really cool. I like it. When Vito, you know, first told me about this, I'm like, Vito, no way. He's like, yes. Yeah. I'm like, yay.
Yeah, we've been salivating about it for years and talking about it for years, and I'm just really glad it's finally going, because it is, it's one of the, you know, we go through these dry spells in the pool industry where nothing really new happens and everyone's doing the same old, and, you know, that's what, you know, do you remember when that was, broken stone patios was the thing for a while, and everyone wanted to have flagstone patios, and it was a thing. And then something, cut stone and shaped stone and precast stone and different things started. Well, we've been kind of in a stagnant area for the insides of our pools, in my opinion, for a while. And then to have something that's so high end come out, it's coming up in the pool industry, Heather, which is unique travel for ingenuity and products. It's coming out of the swimming pool space and going into general construction space, because unlike Europe, micro cements and micro plasters aren't really that prevalent in the United States. So we're actually coming out of the pool space into the construction industry, where usually we get our products, it seems like, in reverse, where they're eating them in general construction and we figure out a way to apply them to our pools. So I like that too.
Right. Yeah. And there's so many different things, you know, like I said, you get the trucks, you get the deck, you get the pools, you can have rooftops, you can have your patio, your outdoor kitchen area, your countertops. I mean, there's so many things that come in into, you know, backsplashes and kitchens. And if you want just a cool little paint mosaic on the backsplash, I mean, that's so thing. Well, Christopher, I thank you so much for taking the time and talking with us about this. And I will let clients know.
Second guest come in.
Hi, Vito.
I'm waiting here to sign autographs, and then you can let me go.
That's right.
Heather, thank you.
So,
We're gonna do her when she gets her new house. We're gonna get her a skin shower in purple. If her husband, it has to be your shower, Heather. Make sure you buy a house with your own color palette space. So
two separate showers.
Yeah, right.
Two separate showers. If it's gonna be mine, it's gonna be bright yellow and like lime green and blue. I just
but love we have those colors. We have those colors.
Yeah,
I know.
It's gonna work out. Yay. Just
I know. Chris is like we should make it in your magenta with your yellow color. That'd be really cool. I'm like, yeah, it's the Talking Pools. It's the Talking Pools logo color. So I love it.
That's all right. I'll tell you what. When you get your pool ready, it's on me. Us.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. We have to go start.
Because I'm excited to try it.
Well, good. Well, hopefully we'll see
Christopher
some of
you. And Vito. Yeah, thanks for joining me. Thanks for talking about it. If y'all have questions on where to get the product, reach out to Vito, call Basecrete directly.
Actually, yeah, go to skinmicroplaster.com and call Christopher. That's our deal. Vito says call Vito before, but now he wants him to call Christopher because his phone is like burning up.
Don't call his cell phone, call his office.
Yeah, and I'll be happy to give you my phone number if you want it too, Heather.
Yeah, go ahead and tell the people how to contact you.
It's my phone number. My personal phone number is 949-899-3353. 949-899-3353. And then my wife is actually the owner of Skin Microplaster LLC, and her number, she's Susan, and her number is 949-537-6815. And we do not live in Laguna anymore, but we still have our phone numbers. San Clemente, actually.
Okay, well, perfect.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Right.
And until next things, well, again, thanks, listeners, for listening. If y'all have any questions, get in touch with Christopher. Shoot him a message on his cell phone or go to their website, and they'll be more than happy to answer them. Until next week, have an amazing day.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye, Chris. Thanks.
Bye. Appreciate you. Nice Bye. To meet you. Bye.
You too.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.